If it's okay with the rest of the council, in Pete's absence, I'll just reconvene the meeting at 11 a.m. And I think we're up to 10.3D, the 25-26 community grants around additional allocation.
B.
Councillor Payment.
Mr Deputy President, just for the record as well, can we just acknowledge that the President is currently on a meeting and not in chambers, is absent from chambers? Yes. Just for the minute, thank you.
There we go. 10.3B, accounts for payment for the month of February, March 2026. Are there any questions? No questions? Then the recommendation is that council accepts accounts for payment as detailed. Point one, credit card transactions February 26, totaling $15,897.44. Direct bank transactions totaling $66,267.09. Batch payments totaling $1,082,397.83. And payroll payments for pay periods ending the 16th of the 2nd and the 2nd of the 3rd. 2026, totaling $343,474.54. Can I have a mover, please? Cheryl? Councillor Cottrell, sorry. Seconder? Councillor Nardone? All those in favour? That's everyone. Thank you. Then we go on to 10.3C, the 25-26 mid-year budget review.
Thank you, Deputy President.
Kiara, take it away.
This is our statutory requirement to have the annual review, annual budget reviewed by the 31st of March each year. In this, you'll note there is a fair change, some decreases across our revenue and some increases across our expenditure. This is due to some changes to identified projects throughout the year with high maintenance costs has been found. We are also requesting a slight alteration to the reserve transfers based on the surplus carried over, as well as a couple of more urgent tasks that have been flagged for some drawdown on our reserves. That chart has been included in the notes in the document body for you to view. It does include a shifting of $1,050,000 to one of our capital projects for accommodation units. And there is also some significant changes to our profit and loss based on surplus plant items that have been identified for auction this year, which has increased our income slightly as well.
Does anyone have any questions for Kiara? We don't go through it line by line?
The legislation has us do our budget, statutory budgets, by, I call them classifications, so operating activities So your rates, your grants, your fees and charges, as a whole, employee costs, materials and contracts. We do, on the back end, we do have a line-by-line detailed. However, they all, as far as our reporting requirements go, tie into like the bulk amounts. Our employee costs will be X for the year, our materials and contracts will be X for the year. And that's through our statement of financial activity, and it's what we report on in our monthlies as well.
Any more questions for Chiara? Well, the recommendation is point one, that the council by absolute majority adopt the 25-26 mid-year budget review as attached. And point two, that the council by absolute majority adopt the following budget amendments to the 25-26 adopted annual budget. In the operating activities, the revenue from operating activities, the rates excluding general rates is an increase of 22,000. Grants, subsidies and contributions is a decrease of 325,814. Fees and charges is a decrease of $6,881. Interest revenue, a decrease of $60,000. Other revenue, a decrease of $15,000. And the profit and asset disposal, an increase of $109,670. Expenditure from operating activities is an employee cost increase of $161,768. Materials and contracts, an increase of $706,797. Dollars, utility charge, an increase of $302,723. Insurance, an increase of $11,936. Other expenditure, a decrease of $798,238. Loss on asset disposals, an increase of $25,079. Investing activities, inflows from investing activities, capital grants, subsidies and contributions, an increase of $650,000. Proceeds from disposal of assets, an increase of $200,969. Outflows from investing activities, the purchase of land and buildings, an increase of $736,569. Purchase of plant and equipment, an increase of $425,919. And acquisition of other infrastructure, other, an increase of $734,490. In financing activities, the inflows from financing activities and transfers from reserve accounts, an increase of $591,653, and outflows from financing activities, transfers to reserve accounts, a decrease of $1,775,974. Do I have a mover for the recommendation? Councillor Nardone, thank you. Seconder? Councillor Spriggs Santos. All those in favour? That's everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Chiara. Ten point three D. Is the 25-26 community grants round additional allocation, and I'll have a disclosure of interest from Councillor Alex Taylor, and well, Councillor, the Shire President's not present. So has everyone had a read of the additional allocation? Is anyone?
Through the chair, would you like the Manager of Business Services to introduce the order?
That'd be a good thing. Sorry, Alex. Okay, so Chiara.
Thank you. Through the chair, so this is just additional to our annual community grants round. So at the time that the community grants round closed, we had $50,000 worth of applications that had come through. There was an issue with the submission of one of the applications where they had not finalised the submission by the end date. At the time, we did approve the reallocation of the remaining grant fund of $10,000 from the original $60,000 to the CEO of support grants. However, as there's still, during our review, we identified that there was still funding available. So we have wanted to present it to council to accept the late submission from the Leinster Golf Club to allow them to gain the benefit of the community grant. So this item is just formalising that allocation, as our community grant funds will have to be approved by council.
Is that all clear? So do we have a mover? The recommendation is the council approve the late allocation of funding for the Leinster Golf Club for $10,000 from the original community grant funding round for 25-26. So do I have a mover? Councillor Nadone? Seconder? Councillor Springer Santos? All those in favour? That's everyone, thank you. Moving on to 10.4, reports to the Manager of Community Services. Neil? Environmental Health Officer reports. Neil? Elected Members reports. Neil? Point 11, motions of which previous notice has been given. Neil? Point 12, question from members without notice. Nil. 13, new business of an urgent nature introduced by decision of the meeting. 13.1, elected members. Nil. Officers. The meeting is now closed to the public. 14.1A. So is the meeting still public?
May I recommend to the chair that we move behind closed doors?
Yes. All right, do we go? don't need to move for a second. Do we? Can someone move the meeting be closed to the public? Thanks, Councillor Taylor. Seconder. Councillor Spig de Santos. All those in favour? That's everyone. Thank you.